Hello, this is Jason Peebles, the founder and president of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video designed to strengthen and encourage your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful principle from God's Word called the power of praise and worship, and how this simple principle can move your Christian life light years ahead by adopting the personal habit of praise and worship. In a moment, we'll look at that. Before we do, though, let me just say thank you to those of you who have been supporting one of our missionary families. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, and they're involved in all types of outreaches. We have some missionaries involved in the aviation aspect of mission work. Some do orphanages, schools, leadership training, church planting, discipleship, evangelism. Really, the list just goes on and on. And it's such a joy to be the home office for these families. We relieve them of all the administrative duties that you really can't do if you're living in a foreign country. And so, thank you for supporting your missionary. Hey, by the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you've hit the jackpot. You found the right place. Simply go to our website. Click on the Missionary Agency tab, and all the details are there about what we do and how we can help your ministry and relieve you of the administrative burdens that I know that you face. Every mission worker needs a dependable home office, and we can do that for you. All right, let's turn our attention now to this powerful principle of the power of praise and worship. You know, let me give you a little bit of background and how I had to progress in my thinking and progress in my Christian walk. When I first accepted Christ, I was from a denominational background that really didn't talk about the things of the Holy Spirit. We certainly didn't talk about the personal aspect of praise and worship like I'm about to share with you. And so I had a long way to go in my learning, but as I began to read the Bible, I began to see all through the book of Psalms how David was a worshiper. I mean, just a casual reading of the book of Psalms, almost every other word you read is praise, thanksgiving, praise the Lord for this, oh, praise God, magnify God, worship God. And you begin to see that, man, this guy had a revelation of praise and worship. And I'm really not talking about praise and worship that occurs in a church setting, though that is very important. I'm talking about the personal aspect of praise and worship. And so David, as you study his life, you begin to see that even as a shepherd boy, he would sit on the hillside as he guarded the sheep and the flock, and he would lift his voice to God and worship God. And so many of the psalms that we have come right out of his personal dimension of worshiping the Lord in his personal life. So you begin to see that there's a power there, because this is the little guy, this is the little fella that slew Goliath, and he became the king of Israel. He's the one that led the armies of Israel into battle and won every time he went out and he was walking with the Lord. So we begin to see that there's power in praise and worship. Then you get over to the New Testament. And I want to share a passage from Ephesians that I guess was just hidden from my eyes for so long. I just was blinded. I didn't see it. And I hope that you'll really catch what I'm about to read and see how it can change your life with just a slight adjustment on your part when you're alone, whether it's driving your car or walking down the street and nobody else is around. You can learn to develop this habit of praise and worship throughout the day. And I'm telling you, it does so many things for you. And we'll be talking about that. All right, the passage I want to camp out on in this particular short video is Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5, beginning with verse 17. 17, 18, and 19 is a powerful passage. I'm going to put it across the screen, and I encourage you to mark this in your Bible. Commit it to memory, because it tells us the power of praise and worship in our lives. Verse 17 says, this is Paul, the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, therefore, do not be unwise. Now, I think that's good. That's good recommendation right as we start the study. Don't be unwise. Can I give you the Jason Peebles paraphrase? Don't be dumb. Don't be making stupid mistakes. Have wisdom. Have the wisdom of God. And he's about to tell us how to tap into the wisdom of God. He says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Wow. Now, you know what? If you're a Christian and you love God, you want to do the will of God. And sometimes it's a mystery. It's like, how do I know what God's will is? What am I supposed to do? Well, you're going to start by studying the Bible, because the Bible is the Word of God. It's going to begin to direct you in the ways of God. But there's also this dimension where the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. And one of the things that will tune you up, can I just put it to you that way? One of the things that will tune you in to being led by the Holy Spirit is this aspect of praise and worship. So he says, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And watch this. Do not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I think it's kind of interesting that he kind of compares being filled with the Spirit to... there's really a joke there. I mean, if you knew his background and that day, so many people were into excess of alcohol, getting drunk. I guess the same is true today. And he says, don't be like that, but if you're going to be drunk with the Spirit. In other words, let the Holy Spirit fill you up. Don't be filled up with alcohol, but be filled up with the Spirit. And he's about to tell us how to fill our tanks. Think about that. How to fill our tanks. You know, as a Christian, we need to learn how to increase in the things of the Holy Spirit. And if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. But that doesn't mean the Holy Spirit has all of you. Did you get that? If you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. That doesn't mean the Holy Spirit has permeated, gone into every part of your mind and your emotions and your memories and your future goals, your future plans. So the Holy Spirit wants to fill you up, and He's showing us how to do it. Watch this. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. What? You know, when I first read that, I was like, yeah, I want to understand what the will of the Lord is. He said that. Yeah, I want to learn how to be filled with the Spirit. What? Singing? What in the world does that have to do with finding the will of God? Well, I'll tell you, it has a lot to do with it, because when you begin to walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit wants us to catch this idea, this principle of worship and praise. The power of worship and praise tunes us up to hear God, sense God, follow His leading. You know, I've spoken in conferences all my adult life as a Christian minister. I've been all over the world. I've been into Singapore and India and the Philippines and all through there. I've been into Europe. I've been all through Central and South America, preaching, teaching all across the United States. And one thing that I've observed, and I want you to listen to this. One thing that I observed is when the conference or the church had powerful praise and worship, it was so much easier to minister. It's like the hearts of the people were more receptive. And at first I thought, well, that's just an emotional thing. Well, there's certainly an emotional aspect to it, but I want to tell you something, there's a spiritual aspect to it. When there's an atmosphere of worship and praise, it's like our soulish realm, our mind, is more apt to hear and capture and be influenced by the voice of the Holy Spirit. Conversely, when I went into areas where they didn't have any worship and praise, it was just a little bit harder. It wasn't impossible, but it was harder to instruct and teach those people. So I began to see that, boy, there's something to this atmosphere of praise and worship. But you know what? For years, I missed the personal application of it. And that's what I want you to see. Rather than teaching on the corporate praise and worship, which is important, and if you're a worship leader, you know that. You already know that. If you're in a church that has good praise and worship, you already know the power of corporate praise and worship. But I want to be a minister who encourages you and urges you to develop the personal habit. You say, well, how do I do that, Jason? That just seems kind of weird. Well, it's not. It may seem a little awkward at first to your flesh, but when you're alone, again, whether it's driving your car or perhaps in your home when no one else is around, you can just begin to lift your voice, take one of the psalms and start singing it. You say, well, I'm not a singer. You don't have to be a singer. The Bible says make a joyful noise. And for most of us, and I'm including myself, it's just noise. But God calls it a joyful noise. You begin to lift your voice. And what it does is it tunes you to hear God. Let me give you an illustration. I think we're all familiar with a tuning fork. A tuning fork, when you strike it, it begins to vibrate at a certain frequency, makes a humming sound. And in the old days, they used tuning forks to tune musical instruments, and orchestras would use the tuning fork. In fact, in modern times, whenever you see a watch or a clock that says quartz clock or quartz movement, it's using the same principle of the very small quartz crystal that is vibrating like a tuning fork. But if you take another tuning fork and bring it, watch this, into close proximity to the one that's vibrating and making a sound, this one will actually pick up the vibrations. Now watch it. When we worship and praise God, we're putting ourselves in a place where our soul is coming closer, as it were, to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to begin to tune and pick up what the Holy Spirit endeavors to communicate to us. Praise and worship tunes us to the will of God. That's why he says, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And he flows right into speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I tell you, it's powerful. Before we go any further, and I want to elaborate on that just a little bit, let me share with you some tools that are free. Now, these are free Bible studies, and they will take you so much further. This short video is just that. It's short, and I can't cover that much material. But we have a study guide on the power of praise and worship, the one that I'm speaking from. This is found on our website. Simply go to our website, click on the tab that says free Bible studies. Find the one that's on the power of praise and worship. Print this out. You can underline the verses. Go much further than what I'm able to cover in this short video. But that one is there, the power of praise and worship. And there's also an audio section where we have free MP3 audios that you can listen to. And we've got a lot of information on this subject of power of praise and worship, walking in the Holy Spirit, how you can begin to develop this in your life. So take advantage of our free Bible studies. There's no charge. All of our study tools are absolutely free. Now, let's go back. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Boy, I missed that for so long. I always thought that praise and worship was just for a group. But you know what? Primarily, it's personal. Now, that seems reversed, doesn't it? The primary purpose of praise and worship is the personal application. Now, I know some people say, well, my version says speaking to one another in a group. But you know what? It's clear that it's personal because it says singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, that's about as personal as you can get. I can't make melody in your heart. You can't make melody in my heart. Only as I apply this personally, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, can I begin to make melody. That is, I'm tuning up, as it were, with the Lord, and I'm more apt to pick up on His direction. Remember, He says, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and He flows right into walking in the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, let me illustrate this. I'm not a singer. I'm not a music artist by any means. But I have developed a habit when I'm in my car alone, or perhaps I'm at my home alone. At times, I'll just begin to lift my voice and worship the Lord. And, you know, it seems a little awkward when you first start doing this if you've never done it. It certainly did for me when I developed this habit years ago. But, oh, I wish I had learned this earlier in my Christian life. And so you can take a psalm like Psalm 23, and instead of just reading it, you can sing it. And sometimes I'll do that. I'll just let the Bible open to a psalm, and I'll just begin to lift my voice. And I'll begin to sing it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And I'll just let a melody come spontaneously. And I'm not doing it to entertain anybody. I'm not doing it, obviously, for recording. I'm never going to get any kind of music award for that. But I am worshiping my Lord Jesus. And as I worship the Lord and I sing to Him, and I sing about the green pastures, Psalm 23, and I begin to lift my voice, I found that suddenly I am more in tune with the things of the Holy Spirit. And it's in those times that I begin to hear God better. It's in those times that I feel more impressed about, yes, do this, or no, wait, or go in this direction. And there's something to this personal application. There's power in praise and worship. The Apostle Paul thought so. He says, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine. Don't be filled up that way, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. How? How are we filled with the Spirit? Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So that's the takeaway. The takeaway is so simple. It's develop the habit, the personal habit, of praise and worship. I want you to try this. Again, this will be totally way out of your comfort zone for a lot of you, but you're going to be alone. And if you love the Lord, lift your voice and just begin to sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord maybe a hymn that you learned at church or a song that you remember from church. Learn to take the Bible and just open up to the book of Psalms and begin to sing one of the Psalms. Take several verses and lift your voice. And just let yourself be creative in worshiping the Lord. And you're going to be very surprised at how you're going to begin to be impressed with the direction and the counsel of the Lord as you do this. It is a key to your success as a believer. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.